Air. WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. 5 life sentences plus more than 2,000 years for Anderson Aldrich. The 23-year-old pleaded guilty today to the mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub last year in Colorado. President Biden says the Wagner Group's apparent armed rebellion last weekend is proof of a struggle in the Russian system. The president stressing the U.S. had nothing to do with the chaos. The White House is expanding broadband access to high-speed internet, especially to rural areas.
It's the biggest investment in high-speed internet ever. Because for today's economy to work for everyone, internet access is just as important as electricity was, or water, or other basic services.
President Biden says $40 billion comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. The Supreme Court has lifted its hold on a Louisiana political remap case. That means it's more likely than ever the Republican-dominated state will have to redraw boundary lines to create a second, mostly black congressional district. The Dow is flat in late-day trading. This is ABC News. It could be a stormy day across the Midwest and the South as temperatures continue to soar. At least 9 states from Arizona to Mississippi are under heat alerts today. It could feel like 120 degrees in some places. The next big advancement in cancer treatment may be vaccines.
After decades of limited success, scientists say research has reached a turning point in the development of cancer vaccines, something that could become the future of cancer treatment. Some scientists predicting that some vaccines could be available in perhaps 5 years' time. Cancer vaccines aren't like regular vaccines that prevent disease. These shots are meant to shrink tumors and stop cancer from coming back. Experimental treatments have focused on breast and lung cancer, while gains have been reported recently for melanoma and pancreatic cancer. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Prince William's launched a 5-year project with a goal of ending long-term homelessness in the UK. He says he wants people being left without a roof over their heads to be rare, brief, and unrepeated. Rena Roy, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. An air quality advisory is in effect through noon on Thursday due to Canadian wildfire smoke. The DNR said that the air quality will be worst in the eastern parts of the state today, with the heaviest smoke arising across Wisconsin tomorrow through Wednesday. The DNR said when air quality is this low, people should spend less time outdoors, especially children and those with health concerns. An animal rescue in La Crosse held its annual exotic animal surrender on Sunday. JNR Aquatic Animal Rescue has put on the event since 2016 as a way for people to find better situations for animals that aren't normally accepted at humane societies. This year, some of the animals given up include a turtle, a lizard, and a crocodile. And in Eau Claire County, a second lawsuit has been filed against the city of Eau Claire as it attempts to annex land from the town of Washington. The town of Washington says that it's illegal according to state law because the annexation didn't follow procedure. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Watts, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Watts today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle.
Starting Monday night, July 10th at 10 p.m., if you dare.
Hi, this is Angela Warner for Warner Selling Appliance. Do you have a dishwasher that doesn't really clean your dishes so you have to? Or a refrigerator that kind of keeps your milk cold and you've just been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, Warner Stellion has the lowest prices of the season with exclusive savings, including free dishwasher installation on brands like Bosch, and up to 10% off and a bonus for each additional appliance you buy for up to $1,000. See what I mean at warnerstellion.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Sunshine today with a high of 82, then overnight tonight, clear skies with a low of 61. Celebrate the arrival of summer with a great meal at an Eat Local Minnesota restaurant, perfect for any occasion. Check out the list of Eat Local Minnesota restaurants at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You're listening to The Matt McNeil Show for Monday, June 26th, 2023, in the space and time continuum. I'm not Matt McNeil. I'm Todd Mickelson, sitting in for Matt, who's on vacation this entire week. He will be back on July the 5th. And I will be on today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we've got some guests lining up here and there for the show I'm excited about. At the moment, and I always say if things go as planned, because sometimes people are unable to do it at the last minute, but I have more confidence that they will be able to do it as scheduled, because they are Minnesota legislators, and the legislative session is over, and it's summertime. Everyone's on vacation, it seems, but sometimes they are willing to take a little bit of time out of their vacation to call into AM 950. My old friend and the current Minnesota Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman, is going to be calling in on Wednesday at 3. Looking very forward to that. And also Representative Jamie Long is tomorrow. I can't remember what time. I think 4. But so Jamie Long will be in and I will be interviewing him. So not usually we have a lot to talk about. The weekend was, I don't know, kind of uneventful. It did rain. We could talk about that for a little while.
Well, it was uneventful in the United States, not so much in other parts of the world.
Right, right. But apparently, Joe Biden, which is it? Is it Joe Biden is losing his marbles and he's got dementia, he's unable to do anything or have a coherent thought? Or is he the one who staged a coup in Russia? He's the guy who has enough power to stage a coup in Russia just to cover up a story about his son.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So he's either senile or the man who's both started a coup and pantsed Kevin McCarthy in the last month.
Yeah, right. Which one is it? I don't know. So just to get... kind of to explain, a lot of the things that go on all the time, you kind of hear about it, and the real ins and outs of it aren't explained. So I learned up on a lot of things this weekend, trying to think about what to talk about for this show. So basically, mostly what I learned is just things about the weather, because really the only event was that we had rain on Sunday, I think, or Saturday. So I learned a lot about the weather, and that's what primarily we're going to talk about. Now, so what happened in Russia and other things we're going to talk about is some Supreme Court rulings that are extremely interesting and surprising. And a letter that is addressed to my wife, but still to my house, from David Hand, chair of the Minnesota Republican Party. Kind of a lot of money, a printed envelope with extra art that's really tasteless and bad. Even if it's tasteless, it's whoever drew it is, you know, it looks like a novice first grader who drew it. And maybe it was, I don't know. But a bunch of printed stuff, color printing, expensive, you know. Running campaigns and things like that, I know how expensive a thing like this can be. And why is he sending it to the wife of somebody who actually ran as a Democrat for the State House of Representatives? Does he think that she's going to send in money to the Republican Party? And the Republican Party is out of money. So, of course, this is the way they want to spend their money. But, you know, to try and raise money, that's what they desperately need to do. But they're not going to raise money by sending to everybody. They're just wasting money by sending to everybody, which is, I assume, what they're doing here. Because if they, and it's also proof that they don't have enough money to have a database of information to know who the best people to contact would be. Because when you're doing a fundraiser like this, you want to contact the staunchest Republicans. You don't want to be contacting the wife of somebody who ran as a Democrat a few years ago and has headed up campaigns of all of the Democratic candidates in the district over the last 10 years. So anyway, so a lot of horrible stuff going on, and the letter in this is just absolutely disgusting, going on with both Minnesota Republicans and national Republicans. But let's just kind of sweep up what's going on in Russia, because it is still extremely interesting, and it's hard to get at the information. There are even experts in the United States who don't even quite agree with each other on parts of, you know, exactly what the Wagner Group is. And there, some people say it's kind of an extension of part of the Russian military. Some people say they're completely on their own. It was started by an ex-con who basically recruits other ex-cons. So you either join the Wagner Group or you go to jail. So a lot of kind of psychopathic, bloodthirsty people are in the Wagner Group. And the guy who started it is in the business, sort of war in a lot of different places in the world. But he benefits Russia, or benefited Russia until Friday night. And by the way, it was within the last half hour that we were on the air here with the Matt McNeil Show on Friday that this began. And Prigozhin is the name of the guy who runs the Wagner Group. And he put out a video saying that Putin was lying to the Russian people about the reason that he went to war in the Ukraine. And that was a pretty big deal. And he likely got to a lot of Russians because he wasn't doing it on state TV. And he was doing it, you know, on the internet where people could more easily access it. And you're not allowed to say anything like that on any Russian state entity. So all of a sudden, one of the last things that I said here on air when I sat in for Matt on Friday evening, so we're talking about in, you know, 4:45 to 5 o'clock, it looks like that video came out maybe at about 4:15 or 4:30 our time, and I noticed it and kind of said, wow, something looks like it's kind of huge going on in Russia. And then it was huge. So Saturday morning here, everybody was monitoring, the Wagner Group had taken over two major cities in the southern part of Russia, and they were heading to Moscow. And all of a sudden, a bunch of oligarchs got on their private planes and flew to different countries. And Putin himself flew to another area. He got out of Moscow. And the dictator who runs Belarus, Lukashenko, he got on his private plane and had to fly into Russian airspace because he couldn't fly over Ukraine or he would have got shot down. He flew into Russian airspace but turned his transponders of his airplane off while he was in Russian airspace. And then he came out south of Ukraine, turned his transponders back on, and flew into Turkey and landed there. And Belarus, the people of Belarus then, were going to try and take their country back from him, the horrible dictator. So they were. This was all going on simultaneously on Saturday morning. This also means the Wagner Group pretty much left Ukraine, and the Wagner Group was really the only force in Ukraine that was doing anything because the Russian forces are just falling, they're tripping over their shoelaces. And at the moment, it looks like the Wagner Group might no longer be a part of the war in Ukraine. So Putin is not looking as tough as he likes to look, you know, riding on a horse with his shirt off. He put his tail between his legs and got out of Dodge City. He got scared. So the Wagner Group was on their way to Moscow and stopped and turned around and went back. And it's unclear as to why. At first it was, oh, there was a deal made by Lukashenko, the dictatorial leader of Belarus, which is just north of Ukraine. It borders Ukraine on the south, and it borders Russia on the east. And a deal was made, so the leader of the Wagner Group, which is like a mercenary group, but very, very tough, and they have like 50,000 members. They also do a lot of money support for Russia because they hook up with weak countries in Africa and places like that, and then they kind of support the way too small government, which is usually a bad force government. And in payment, they'll take diamonds that are being mined in those countries. So those are the kind of countries they choose to go into. And it's all about money, really. You know, they go in and say, okay, hey, you want to maintain your leadership in this country. The people could easily revolt against you because you don't really have a military. We will be your military if you give us diamonds that your country is mining right now. And then they send the money back to Russia. Well, it's unclear if they're going to keep loyal to Russia. It's unclear. And even Russian soldiers were not, you know, trying to stop them. And the people almost welcomed the Wagner Group into these cities, and they took over the military headquarters in these cities with no resistance from the commanders of the Russian army there. So this shows the Russian army to be extremely weak and possibly disloyal to Putin. Almost as if they're like, hey, are you going to take over? Because we're sick of working for Putin. And the people of Russia, it's unclear. It's very difficult for us to have intelligence, accurate intelligence in Russia. However, we did have intelligence that this was going to happen. And President Biden was told about it over last week so that we weren't caught off guard. Some people are saying that the Biden administration was caught off guard. They really weren't. We had pretty good intelligence about this event going to occur. Apparently, we knew more about it than Putin did. Putin was caught off guard. Joe Biden wasn't. And now Joe Biden is saying, we had absolutely nothing to do with this, and NATO had nothing to do with this. This is all inside Russia problems. You got your own problems. We did not do any part of this. All we're doing is supporting Ukraine in that war where you unlawfully invaded. That's what we're doing. We had nothing to do with any kind of coup. We had nothing to do with anything that occurred inside Russia. So, very interesting. A lot of people are saying that Putin's days are numbered. But then some people are saying, I don't know that it changes much. But obviously, I mean, I don't know. To me, it seems like it changes kind of a lot. And there are speculations as to what might go down in the Putin world. And it has to do with all this, you know, Cold War era sounding lingo. There will either be the gunshot in the square, or there will be the tap on the shoulder. The tap on the shoulder is that somebody will say, hey, Putin, it looks like you need to step aside, or this could get worse. Something worse could happen if you don't step aside, both in our country. And I'm just kind of saying, maybe to you, I'd sure hate for that nice family of yours to have something happen. I'd sure hate for that nice shirtless torso of yours to have something happen to it. Maybe step aside a little bit, huh? Let somebody else have a turn. You're making some mistakes, buddy. It's not going as well as it used to. And then, of course, the shot in the court is you skip the tap on the shoulder and you just assassinate Putin. Some people say that they think news will come out that Putin is stepping aside because of health issues. So a lot of speculation, but all of it sounds like Cold War era spy movie stuff. And also the leader of Wagner, he has apparently surfaced, but he's not saying where he is. But he's probably sleeping with one eye open as well, and not going near any windows or standing on any outdoor balconies.
You know, I'm the most interested, though, in the attack that started this whole thing. That's kind of the one thing that doesn't really add up for me is Prigozhin accusing the Russians of dropping bombs on his soldiers. And that, yeah, that part just doesn't add up for me.
That happened a while, weeks ago, apparently, in Ukraine. And he was feeling very used by Putin, because he was doing most of the heavy lifting in Ukraine, and the Russian soldiers were not really having high regard for Wagner. And if Wagner was caught in the crossfire, the Russians would shoot anyway. So it sounded to me like the Wagner group was, like I just said, caught in crossfire, sort of. And he lost some guys. There was apparently one incident where he lost 30 guys, and it was from Russian fire. And it was either accidental, neglectful, like the Russian soldiers were like, yeah, we don't care if some Wagner group guys are in the way. We're going to bomb this place anyway. Or if it was on purpose. And that angered Prigozhin. And then he was also saying, he was claiming that they were being starved of ammunition. That might have been a lie, because it sounds like he was trying to make it, maybe after that attack happened, he thought, okay, I'm going to attack Moscow now. So I'm going to try and get some more ammunition, but I'm going to make it look like I'm running out of ammunition so that they're caught off guard. Any few of these scenarios might have happened. But it was an interesting weekend, because all of that sounds so far away, and all of a sudden now it was, you know, brought right into our houses, and we learned an awful lot about a lot of things. And I want to make some correlations between Trump and Putin in all of this as well, but we do need to take a break. So let's take a short break. You're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Matt McNeil Show, Todd Mickelson sitting in. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the best and biggest fireworks selection at Fireworks City in Baldwin, Wisconsin. And now, they have exciting news. Free stuff is back with a $200 or more purchase. But that's not all. They're bringing back their incredible get-three-for-one low-price deal on all multi-shot cakes. Stock up on these incredible multi-shot cakes and get three for the price of one. At Fireworks City, we're your one-stop shop for all your firework needs. Located just 25 minutes from St. Paul, it's worth a short drive on I-94 to exit 19. And here's the best part. Buy one, get one for 99 cents on every firework. Don't just take their word for it. See all the fireworks in action on one of their many TVs. Experience the excitement firsthand and make an informed choice. Bring your family and friends and head over to Fireworks City in Baldwin, Wisconsin. Exit 19 off Interstate 94. Fireworks City guarantees a fun and family-friendly atmosphere. The best deal on fireworks is waiting for you. Buy one, get one for 99 cents.
Why must the world be so cold? They've gone against what was told. Thinking rape is cool? Think about it. They think it's not wrong. Violence against women, the rape, the abuse, the emotional, physical, they all hold the hate. Think about it. Is it right or wrong? What attracts you? I'm not saying no names, but you laugh. Talk about it like nothing is wrong. Think about it. They all hold the hate. Gotta stop the violence. Stop the hate. Think about it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about outdoor fires. Sitting around a fire is the oldest, most basic form of human activity.
What's new is in the way fire is burned. We can show you how to burn cleaner with a lot less smoke.
The radiant heat and light from an open fire is unmatched. It kindles our spirits and connects us to the outdoors. And now it's easier to experience and enjoy.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs wood and gas burning fire pits and fireplaces. Let us help you experience an outdoor fire without all the smoke.
Come see the many ways you can enjoy a fire outdoors.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil show. Matt will be back on the 5th of July, so he's gone this entire week. We were talking about the goings-on in Russia. I pointed out that I wanted to make a correlation between Putin and Trump. Now, Putin is wondering who's loyal and who's not. He's calling Prigozhin a traitor, but he also maybe made a deal with him. He's also thanking the Wagner group, anyone who turned around, anyone who did not go all the way to Moscow. Well, he was the one who ordered the turnaround. So is he a traitor or are you thanking him? Putin's obviously walking on eggshells. If Prigozhin dies, which there's a good chance, or just disappears, a lot of people might be really mad at Putin. So Putin's probably thinking about that. I probably shouldn't assassinate the guy because he seemed to have a lot of force behind him. So that's why he's being like, you know, thank you to all you Wagner guys who didn't go in all the way to Moscow and turned around and went back home. Thank you. But then he's saying that they should join the Russian army. So that's kind of then, where's he putting the Wagner group? Is he saying, hey, you guys, you should join the Russian army because the Wagner group's going to have some bad things happen to them? So he's being very unclear. The people in Russia are lied to all the time, so they have no idea what to believe. And that's part of why they didn't really have a problem with Prigozhin using the Wagner group to go into Moscow. They probably felt the same way we did, like, oh, wow, this is a fun drama. Wonder what's going to happen. So Putin might not have the loyalty of the citizens of Russia. Putin might not have the loyalty of the Russian military. And now, you know, Putin's angry with his Russian military because everything's going horribly for them in the Ukraine war. He said he was going to just completely take over Ukraine in 3 days. Well, that was a year and a half ago. And it looks like Russia's losing. And now that Wagner's gone, Ukraine just started an offensive. So things are looking a lot better for Ukraine than they were at this time of the day on Friday. Now, the correlation with Trump, what Trump did on January 6th, and even before that, the idea that the military, it was floated in the Oval Office. People like Michael Flynn said, use the military to seize the voting machines. That's basically a coup d'etat. Trump was kind of talked out of that. And January 6th happens. Now, what if Trump would have ordered the United States military to support the MAGAs on January 6th? He didn't ask them to do that, in big part, I think, because him and his people did not know if the military would do it. It would be highly illegal for the military to do it, and the military, I predict, would not have done it. They would have said, that is an unlawful command by our commander-in-chief. We will not turn our guns on American people. If Trump were to win and get back in the White House, which a lot of people are trying to make us all scared that that's going to happen. I think there's a 0.0001 chance, percentage-wise, that that would happen. Would the military be loyal to Trump? Trump's making all of these threats now. And he was thinking of turning the United States military against the United States people and Congress on January 6th, 2021. So if he got in the White House, might it even go as far as a military coup d'etat against him in the United States? That's pretty pie in the sky. That's doubtful. But if he ordered the military to do something like he was thinking of ordering them to do on January 6, 2021, I think the military might say, okay, that's enough. You're going to have to leave now. I'm not sure what would happen, but the fact that we're in a place where anyone would speculate about something like that. The world is a lot different now, and we have our institutions, and they did hold, and they are holding. But I think we all view them quite differently than we did, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 and more years ago. I think we saw that they're a lot weaker than we all assumed. I think we've all learned that we can't assume things anymore, even in the United States. If Trump gets in the White House, he wants to be a dictator. He's already threatening to do illegal things, but he doesn't care that they're illegal. They're unconstitutional. He doesn't care that they're unconstitutional, because he doesn't care about the United States Constitution. He doesn't care about the United States Democratic Republic. He wants it to be an oligarch, he wants it to be a fascist dictatorship. He wants all of the power. He would love to kick out you and me he would love us to leave the country or die. So if he became president, what kind of loyalty would he have? You know, Chris Christie's not loyal to him anymore. Chris Christie rose in the polls because he's making sense. There's one poll that shows him at 9% all of a sudden. He was at 1%. And since he's launched his campaign, maybe 2 weeks ago, 2.5, 3 weeks ago, his numbers have gone up to 9%. DeSantis has come way down on that same poll. DeSantis is down to 13%. Everyone else is staying down kind of below 5, you know, at 2 and 3 and 4 and 5%. DeSantis is going down. He's just absolutely making a fool out of himself every time he opens his mouth. And a lot of people are thinking, wow, Chris Christie makes a lot of sense. I still don't think Chris Christie could win the primary if Trump is still in it. But would Trump be in it? You know, you heard me talk about why did Mike Pence get in the race? He's a hopeless case. The Republican Party wanted to kill him on January 6th. You know, I'm sure his people were probably saying, you can't win in a primary against Trump. The Republican Party wants you dead. And then Pence would say, well, what if Trump's not in the primary? And then they would say, you're crazy. Of course he's going to be in the primary. And then finally Pence keeps saying and then kind of convinces his people, you know, I know things you don't know because I was the vice president. He's not going to be in the primary. He's going to be in prison. Pence, maybe, speculating that, thinking he would be the next in line. If Trump's not in the primary, Chris Christie, that would make me nervous. I don't know. The Republican Party hates Chris Christie. But he just rose in the polls. So it's really, it's going to be very hard to make predictions about what's going to happen in 2024. Time for us to take another break. Let's do that. You're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. 952-946-6205. If you want to call in, I'm Todd Mickelson, sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Listen weekdays at 5 p.m. or watch the show on Native Roots Radio social media accounts. Ho-wa!
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526, 612-919-5526, or autotech.org.
Are you remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Sunshine today with a high of 82, then overnight tonight, clear skies with a low of 61. Celebrate the arrival of summer with a great meal at an Eat Local Minnesota restaurant, perfect for any occasion. Check out the list of Eat Local Minnesota restaurants at eatlocalminnesota.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil show. And I mentioned Ron DeSantis going down in the polls. He's running an absolute disaster of a campaign. We talked about it last week. Some experts, Republican experts, are saying so. They've never seen such a horrible campaign. He's got tons of money. He's been spending hundreds of millions of dollars already. Tens of millions of dollars, I guess, he's been spending. But he's got kind of all of the money hoarded into his campaign. And every time he spends some of it and does an interview or show, he's traveling all over the place. He went to San Francisco to record an ad, I guess. And I want to play it for you now because I think it's proof that he's not talking about anything that anyone wants to talk about. Seems like he's not getting the Republican memos. He's a year behind them. And he's just talking about all this woke stuff and it's not working. So here's his ad that he made in San Francisco.
We're here in the once great city of San Francisco. We came in here and we saw people defecating on the street. We saw people using heroin. We saw people smoking crack cocaine. And you look around, the city is not vibrant anymore. It's really collapsed because of leftist policies. And these policies have caused people to flee this area. They don't prosecute criminals like they do in most parts of the country. And the wreckage has really, really been sad to see. And so I've seen so many businesses boarded up. I've seen so much riffraff just running around. And it just shows you these policies matter. Leadership matters. They are doing it wrong here. No wonder why we've had so many people move from San Francisco to Florida over the last few years. We got to stop this madness. We need to restore sanity to this country.
So, yeah, that's all lies, obviously. When's the last time that you, in one short trip, like drive up the street in a city, seen people defecating, and then you saw people smoking crack cocaine, and then you saw people doing heroin? And then he did an interview after this where he added, we were just in San Francisco, and there was an open-air drug market, is what he called it, and he saw people doing fentanyl. He saw all of this in the 5 minutes that he was in San Francisco. And of course, when he films this, it's obvious that they found some corner where there's some boxes and it looks kind of a little garbagey on a corner. And then there's graffiti, but the graffiti actually looks very artsy. It actually looks kind of good, like it was done by an expert. It's not just somebody with a spray can. It's really good art. But of course, he thinks, you know, that makes it look like black people did it. So that's Ron DeSantis, obviously, bald-facedly lying in this ad. And people are just plain getting sick of it. And also, there was some polling, some kind of intricate polling, where people were asked about his message. His main campaign message is, let's make America Florida. And I'm sure he thinks he's really clever for coming up with that, because it kind of sounds like something Trump would say. You know, let's make America something again. Let's make America Florida. And people were asked about that, and something like, I don't know, 38% of Republicans liked that. And of course, you know, no Democrats or independents liked it at all. But that's his main message. He just talks about we got to get rid of the woke, and he keeps repeating, Florida is where woke comes to die. And people are just getting sick of it. And they're sick of his face and voice and everything. He did a campaign thing today. I think it was in Colorado. I mean, he's just traveling all over the place. He's not being governor of Florida. He had to have a law changed. He had to have the Republican-led legislature change a longtime Florida law that does not allow for a governor to run for president while he's governor, because he would be neglecting the job of governor. He's almost never in Florida, but he had he and his wife come out on stage carrying their little kids and, you know, made a big, you know, a big guy's announcing it, ladies and gentlemen, here he is. And it looked like there was maybe 60 people there at the event. Nobody really cares about Ron DeSantis. And the more they find out about him, the more they dislike him. I don't think he's going to make it to the Iowa caucuses. I think he's going to pull out. I think people are going to stop giving him money. And, you know, he was holding at like 26% in the polls for weeks, slowly going down. Now he's down to apparently 13% in the polls. So it's looking like he may not be the second guy on the list fairly soon. So we have a caller, but let's take a short break. Just hang on the line, caller, and we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and take a call from Melanie from Minneapolis. You're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We'll be right back.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley. The place for summer fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this summer. Head over on Tuesday, June 27th for Bryce Heggie, Wednesday, June 28th for Ash St. John, and on Thursday, June 29th, it's Annalise L. Music runs from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and reservations are highly recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, get your summer groove on at the Park Tavern.
Eat Local Minnesota is a great way to find locally owned Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors. You'll find high quality food and unique eating experiences with dishes from around the world. Just visit eatlocalminnesota.com for your next meal. Bruner's Supper Club invites you to Maggie's Lounge, an exciting new bar lounge. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays beginning at 4:30 for cocktails and light fare. And you don't need a ticket to enjoy the great atmosphere of Maggie's. So stop by Bruner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65 for dinner, drinks, and live music from both big-name local and national artists. Cafe Latte combines a cafe dining experience with gourmet quality food. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's polka hour here. No, it's not. Say, just a little bit before we take a phone call here, the English division of UATV on it's a they want to be international, but it sounds like they're based in Ukraine. They're saying what is happening in Russia, mass media due to Prigozhin's rebellion, is the end of propaganda in the format in which it was known. A media researcher is saying that. So propaganda will be different in Russia, is what this person's saying. There's also a story that is less than 2 hours old that UATV is putting out, and it's got a question mark, so I don't know what it means, but it says Russians withdraw from Crimea. So, yeah, things are changing over there. Melanie in Minneapolis is on the line. How you doing, Melanie?
Well, you just got me very excited by saying Russians withdraw from Crimea, because to me that's the happy ending.
Yeah, it has a question mark.
But Trump called it real estate. That is a very valuable piece of real estate.
Yes, yep. And it's got a question mark at the end of it. So, but
sure.
But you know,
I know this is all quite fast breaking news.
Yeah.
But I'm actually calling about DeSantis.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to put down autistics, because I actually chose to breed with one, and so I must like autistics. But I know a lot about autistics now, and I'm going to categorize DeSantis in one of the three main categories of autistic. There's retarded autistics that are both boys and girls, and they need a lot of care, a lot of care. Then there are the boys and men that never get out of their mother's basements. And then there are the autistics who are insanely bright, which DeSantis right. clearly is, and they are extremely dependent on their wives.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So DeSantis is that third category.
Yeah.
And in some ways, he's not that different than Mr. Musk.
Yeah.
As Matt McNeil calls him so humorously.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting watching, like, everyone's using the term these days, superpower. And that term came into the lingo talking about autistics. And so I'm fascinated with autism, again, because the only time I ever had a baby, I chose to breed with an autistic, so it's like, I guess I better learn about this. But, I read an article in The New Yorker about DeSantis, and I was like, God, DeSantis, what an attractive man. And then I'm like, Melanie, calm down. First of all, he's the enemy, you know, even though his intelligence is very attractive. And then I'm like, this guy's autistic. So I just want to, you know, he is.
So that's what you get, and you know a lot about it because you were very close with somebody, and you learned a lot about it.
Well, more than, I mean, it's a long story with...
Right.
It's 20 years of immersion.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's very interesting.
Tell me more about the pudding, the fingers in the pudding. I don't know.
Tell me
more about the pudding in the fingers.
Yeah.
The fingers in the pudding.
Right. Okay. Well, see, I don't know very much about autism at all, but I'm taking your word for it. But now that you point all these things out, it really kind of puts two and two together and makes a lot of sense. And
you know what they said about DeSantis in this New Yorker article? Everyone was gushing about him and going, oh, I've never seen someone so smart. The reason that I can't relate to him is he's so fast and efficient. I am not worthy. And I'm like, well, if we strip away the partisanship, you've got a guy who's super low on emotional intelligence and super high on some specialty.
Yeah.
But before I go, I just need to say one more thing. Look how he's getting hung up on woke.
Right. Yeah.
He is hanging himself. He is he's hoisting himself on his own petard, as they used to say.
And
why is that? Because autistics so readily get obsessed.
Yeah, that's the word I was going to use. He's really obsessed with that, and it's not going well for him. And he's not noticing how bad it's going for him. So actually what you're saying, you know, I don't want to put anybody down if they do have that going on in their lives, including him, and I know nothing about it, so I don't know if he's ever been diagnosed or anything like that, and if he is diagnosed with that, I don't think that disqualifies you from running for office either, but it makes what you're saying makes a lot of sense. I don't want to put something on somebody.
New Yorker article. It's really I love the New Yorker. It's a fabulous article, and I learned a lot about. Tell me, why would a guy start out saying his name is DeSantis and then decide, my name is DeSantis? Who would do that?
Yeah, right.
Who would do that midstream? That is political suicide.
Yeah, you're making a lot of sense. I'm feeling nervous because we're on the radio and it's controversial, but
I know I'm being controversial, but I love my only child is autistic. I love autistics.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, thanks for the call. Very, very interesting. You know, the way that she said, not socially intelligent, that definitely describes Ron DeSantis. He's you know, functioning on a really high level in some level of intelligence, but I ain't seeing it. And when she just used the term, you know, he lacks of social intelligence, that makes a lot of sense. Because everybody keeps saying how smart he is. He went to Harvard, he went to Yale, and he's super, super smart, and I just don't see any evidence of it. To me, he's being really, really dumb. And so, lacking social intelligence would definitely be an accurate way of describing him. And the handlers around him are just abysmal. He's got an agency, a consulting agency working for his campaign. And wow. Remind me never to hire that agency. I don't know I heard what their name was over the weekend. I can't remember what it is right now. But the people handling Ron DeSantis are, I don't know, it's almost criminal, especially with what Melanie is suggesting. I just think that it's like, okay, wow, that's almost mean. Because I almost feel bad for him now. But anyway. Very interesting call there from Melanie from Minneapolis. We're coming to the end of the first hour. When we come back, I want to talk about this letter that we got at my house from David Hahn and just how absolutely off the rails it is. And I can't figure out what's going on with the Republican Party right now. They are going in the wrong direction. This is not going to appeal to hardly anybody. There's just so few people that would go for this kind of talk. And it's going on elsewhere, too. I'm going to play a really kind of astonishing speech and dangerous speech that was given by a Minnesota Republican legislator last week as well. When we come back for the second hour on the Matt McNeil Show, Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. We got Patrick on the board. You're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Check out the award-winning Hazel's Northeast in Minneapolis on the corner of 29th and Johnson for a delicious meal any time of the day. Breakfast favorites include Jean's Mean Fried Egg Sandwich and the Drunken Banana French Toast. While for dinner, try selections like the fabulous Swedish Meatballs or Wild Rice Gumbo. Hazel's Northeast is located on the corner of 29th Avenue and Johnson Street, just a few minutes away from 35W. View Hazel's menu, make a reservation, or place a takeout order at hazelsnetogo.com.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.